We are talking about Loving What Is, 4 questions that can change your life by Byron Katie. No one wants to be rejected by a loved one. No one wants to unexpectedly lose their job, and certainly no one wants to be diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. So when we experience events we don't want in our lives, even minor events like someone leaving dirty dishes in the sink, we believe this shouldn't be happening or we shouldn't have to experience it. Should is the enemy of reality and the birthplace of dissatisfaction. Byron Katie says, "When I argue with reality, I lose, but only 100% of the time. Reality is the as-is of life, and when you argue with reality by attaching your story of what should be, you lose because you experience suffering. Suffering comes in many forms: anxiety, bitterness, frustration, depression, worry, annoyance, and hate, just to name a few. To end your own suffering, you must recognize whose business you're in. Byron Katie says there are 3 options. You're either in your own business, other people's business, or in God's business. Being in other people's business manifests itself in beliefs like, my husband or wife should pay attention to me, my children should call me, my boss should appreciate me. Now that all sounds pretty reasonable, right? But the problem is, how others act is their business. But your reaction and tolerance of their actions in your life is your business. Now, God's business is outside of any one human's control. It's the big stuff like natural disasters and market crashes, and even the little stuff like traffic jams and slow internet connections. So the next time you're upset and distressed, ask yourself, whose business am I in? If you are meddling in other people and God's business, you will experience suffering and separation from yourself. But no amount of suffering is going to change that which is outside of your control. However, it will certainly change what is within your control, you and your own business. Byron Katie believes we can use all of our suffering as a compassion alarm clock, alerting us that we need to wake up to our suffering and actively work to end it. And to do so, she gives us the work, which is 4 simple questions that will enable you to examine and modify the thoughts that cause you to suffer. Byron Katie highly recommends you do this process in writing for the best results. So both the actualization worksheet and her website has worksheets to guide you through the process. Now, first, you want to write out an entire statement, such as, Sarah is disrespectful of my time, she shouldn't make me wait, I mean, she could at least call, she's so self-centered and thinks everyone should cater to her, and on and on and on. You want to be as petty as you actually feel. And then you will dissect each thought one at a time using the 4 questions. So let's use our first sentence as an example. Going through the 4 questions, we'll use Sarah is disrespectful of my time. The first question is it true? Is it true that Sarah disrespects your time? Well, yes, if she respected my time, then she would actually be here on time. Then move on to the second question. Can you absolutely know that that's true? And I know this seems repetitive and oversimplified, but we usually believe our thoughts without even questioning their validity. And this process forces us to realize our thoughts aren't always as trustworthy as we may think. So just like there are many valid reasons Sarah could be late that don't actually mean she disrespects your time. The third question is, how do you react when you think that thought? Well, I'm frustrated and annoyed with Sarah. I will probably be rude to her when she arrives and maybe even ruin our time together. And the fourth question is, who would you be without the thought? I would be relaxed and less judgmental. Now, the final step of the work is to do a turnaround, and it can be very useful during the turnaround to rewrite the thought to include a should or a shouldn't. So, Sarah disrespects your time turns into Sarah shouldn't disrespect your time. And here are examples of the 3 main turnarounds, although there are many, for Sarah shouldn't disrespect my time. Turn it around on yourself. I shouldn't disrespect my time. Can you find ways that you disrespect your own time? Like maybe you procrastinate. Then turn it around on the other. I shouldn't disrespect Sarah's time. Now, by making all these assumptions about Sarah without any evidence, in a way, you are disrespecting her use of her time. And last, turn it around to the opposite. Sarah should disrespect my time. Perhaps she has a perfectly good reason, which trumps the importance of your time. Now, that is it for Loving What Is. Obviously, there is a process to this, and it will take time, but this is one of the most practical, life-enhancing books, and the best part about it is that on Byron Katie's website, thework.com, she has a free pared-down version of the book so that you can start doing this work in your life. Now, let's end with a quote. A thought is harmless unless we believe it. It's not our thoughts, but our attachment to our thoughts that cause us suffering. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.